Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message I've been sharing the last several days, The True Worshippers. And it was based on a statement that Jesus made in the fourth chapter of the Gospel of John, that He said the Father is seeking. It's very precious when you just, that not just that He wants, He's seeking. It shows active energy, if you will, active deliberation and will. He's looking for those who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. And then Jesus said, those that will worship the Father must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So we wanted to understand, what does that really mean? And most recently, we're looking at the human spirit in relation to worship. We're body, soul, and spirit, but we have to worship in spirit and in truth. And so I was sharing some observations about the human spirit from God's Word. One, the Spirit is created by God. It's immaterial. It's not flesh and blood. And then thirdly, which we'll be looking at death, it returns to God. And fourthly, that our spirit, something happens when we accept Jesus. It's made alive at the new birth and serves and worships God. All right. So at death, it returns to God. What are some passages of Scripture? I give a lot of Scripture. That's so you know it's not just my opinion. It's what the Word says. Ecclesiastes 8:8. There is no man that hath power over the Spirit to retain the Spirit, neither hath he power in the day of death. The Living Bible says, no one can hold back his Spirit from departing. No one has the power to prevent his day of death, for there is no discharge from that obligation and that dark battle. Ecclesiastes 12:17 declares, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return to God who gave it. Remember, God told Adam, dust thou art, and to dust thou shalt return, when He said that death was going to be the penalty for the disobedience and the sin that he gave into. And Luke 23:46, Jesus says, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And then in Acts 7:59, when they were stoning the first martyr, Stephen, it says, and they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And then the fourth observation, we know from the Word of God, many scriptures, our spirit is made alive when we accept Jesus. At the new birth, our spirit man is born again. It becomes alive and serves and worships the living God. Some scriptures to demonstrate that. Romans 1:9, Paul says, for God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son. And Romans 2:29 declares, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of man, but of God. And Ephesians 4:22-24, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Ezekiel 11:19 says, and I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you. He's making it, we have that even the unsaved have a spirit, but it's not alive. He's going to put a new spirit within us. And I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and I will give them a heart of flesh. And Philippians 3:3 says, "For we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh." So notice the contrast in these verses, the flesh referring to the lusts of the body and soul with the spirit man. So not only does our human body become alive, our human spirit become alive when we're born again, but our bodies become the temple of the Holy Ghost. A familiar passage in 1 Corinthians 6:19, Paul says, "What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own?" So, through these scriptures that I've shared, we can have some idea of what our spirit is. But how can we worship in spirit? Why does the Father want true worshipers? Think about that. We just gloss over those scriptures, but there's a great depth to that. To some people, the very subject of praise and worship is not very deep or complex. The subject of worship is perhaps viewed by many people as something they could well understand. Perhaps we would think of worship as, you know, the bowed head, the uttering of prayer, singing a song, or even reverence in the house of God. And these, of course, are indeed worthy aspects of worship, but beloved, it's a subject so vast that we can only touch, that I can only touch on some of the most important points to be able to share with you. Worship is not just praising God in song, but it is vital and an extremely integral part of our Christian walk. And not only that, it's the ultimate issue in the universe. Did you hear what I just said? It's the ultimate issue in the universe. And you might say, whoa, that's a very bold statement, Sister Judith. Well, to understand why this is so, let us go back in our imaginations into eternity, before time existed, before the worlds were created, before God formed the first man, Adam, in his image and likeness. Psalm 103 says, "Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure." Well, Ezekiel, the Old Testament, gives us an understanding of why it's the ultimate issue in the universe. There was a creature who the Lord said, and I'm quoting, "Sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty." That beautiful angelic being was in Eden, the very garden of God. Every precious stone was his covering. I'm quoting, "Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee." This is God speaking. "Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee." That passage refers to Lucifer, the light bearer or shining one. Saints, we are in a battle. It's the battle of the ages. It's the great controversy of eternity. What a tremendous thing it is to be spirit-filled Christians. Our battle, beloved, is in the unseen realm. I can read Ephesians, the 6th chapter, 12. "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. But beloved, the battle is the Lord's, and we are called upon to present our bodies a living sacrifice, to present all that we are, spirit, soul, and body, unto the captain of our salvation." Beloved, listen to me closely. The true issue of the battle that we are in is this: God has been robbed of his glory. His right to be worshiped has been challenged by the forces of darkness and all who align themselves with those forces. Just think of it. This is the real issue. Let's go back to the story of creation. Adam and Eve in the garden. Hath God said? That's what the serpent said. The integrity of God's word was being challenged then, even as today, by the actions of Satan, the serpent, in the garden. We see that he usurped the place of worship that rightfully belongs to God alone. In the fall, the soul and spirit of man, think about this, beloved, refused to be ruled by the Spirit of God. And thus, mankind became the slave, not only of our body, but of Satan. Man, by his free will, did this. Can you imagine that dreadful day, that moment in eternity when God's perfect creation refused to reverence his God and set his will against his Creator? What a shudder must have resounded throughout the universe. With what wonder, with what awe, do we contemplate the beautiful and exceedingly precious master plan God had for the salvation and redemption of his beloved creation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever would believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise God. I don't know about you, beloved, but if you can grasp this, if you can see that worship is the ultimate issue in the universe, it's not just good and evil. It's about who has the right to be worshiped. It started ages ago when Lucifer lifted up himself and a third of the angels fell, and man also had that opportunity to reject and worship God, which we did in the fall. But thank God, now you see why the Father is seeking those true worshipers who will love and worship him. Well, beloved, this is a very moving subject, but we'll just continue and pick up tomorrow at the same time. If you have prayer needs, the announcer will give our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass A. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,